AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is in Ireland. Before leaving Britain, the president took part in a D-Day ceremony in Portsmouth. He read a prayer that was read by President Franklin Roosevelt in 1944.
And we know that by thy grace and by the righteous of our cause, our sons will triumph.
Queen Elizabeth spoke of the brave men who fought at beaches at Normandy.
It is with humility and pleasure, on behalf of the entire country, indeed the whole free world, that I say to you all, thank you.
Some 300 World War II veterans also attended the seaside ceremony. The D-Day anniversary is tomorrow. In Columbus, Ohio, the attorney for a doctor charged with murder in the deaths of 25 hospital patients says he was trying to provide comfort care for dying people and not euthanize them.
Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien announced the charges against Dr. William Usel.
Franklin County Grand Jury filed and returned a 25-count indictment against Dr. Usel for murder. Each of those counts allege that violation of Ohio law that carries a penalty of 15 to life if there is a conviction.
A lawyer for Usel has said he didn't intend to kill patients. More than two dozen wrongful death lawsuits have been filed against the doctor and the hospital system. I'm Shelley Adler.
North Carolina Republican leaders failed to override Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill that would have created a new crime against doctors and nurses who failed to care for an infant delivered during an unsuccessful abortion. New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says any plan to adequately address climate change would cost at least $10 trillion. Closing bell on Wall Street, big gains today. The Dow finished up 207 points. This is AP Radio News. An Australian cardinal is appealing child sex convictions.
Pope Francis's former finance minister was convicted in December of orally raping a 13-year-old choir boy and indecently dealing with the boy and the boy's 13-year-old friend in the 1990s. Australian Cardinal George Pell's lawyers argued that he could not have molested the two choir boys in an Australian cathedral undetected moments after Sunday masses while he was dressed in an archbishop's robes. The 77-year-old cardinal wore a black suit and a black shirt with a cleric's collar when he appeared for the Victoria State Court of Appeal hearing before three judges. He came and went from the court as a sole occupant of a prison van. He said nothing during the hearing. I'm Karen Shamas.
Women in Japan are saying no to high heels. Japan's labor ministry has received a petition protesting many companies' requirements that their female staff in Japan wear pumps and heels. The petition had collected more than 1,000 signatures. Japan ranked 110th in the latest World Economic Forum ranking for gender equality. I'm Ed Donahue.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.